Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves crashing against you, it is apparent that for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess.
Beth and her child looked down the increasingly dark staircase leading to the cellar. There was one candle at the very bottom of the staircase that was lit. The small candle, illuminated, would look like to be a shelf of wine bottles. Other than that, all the two could see was pitch black. Wendy gave Beth a lantern with half the oil remaining. Beth took a small lighter and lit the lantern with her hand. As she put the lighter away, she brought out the small piece of paper that showed the task they had for that day, so that they could be part of the working class in this mansion. Clean the cellar. What did that even mean? Sweep, organize, disinfect. With no other tools for the job, it was hard to know exactly what clean meant. Beth went through the options in her head. She didn't like this. What was down there? Was this a trick? Was someone going to jump out and kill them or capture them? Either way, if it wasn't a trap, it could be worth it. But should she leave Mac? What would that say to them if he was to leave? Would that discontinue them? Beth felt the pull of the staircase at her toes, begging her to come down. It felt warm, like walking into a bonfire with a gravitational pull. She looked down at her son, who was staring at her with loving eyes. Excitement ebbed out of him. He wants to go down. He isn't scared? Well, Beth can't be scared if he isn't. So slowly, Beth took one foot and stood on the brick staircase leading down. Mac stayed close. As she walked down the stairs, she could feel the darkness begin to envelop them. It was like the air becomes vacuumed out of the hall, and the only thing that was left was the light. Continuing, Beth could see the candle becoming bigger and bigger. The steps were narrow, making each one a risk. Finally, they made it down to the bottom of the staircase. The small candle flickered in the dark. All right, Mac. Time to find it. Her breath was taken away by surprise. There was a mountain of bottles that seemed to emanate from the middle of this basement. Empty, but some of them were still dripping. Some dark liquor on the floor was near the mountain of bottles. Next to the bottle was a table that held moldy and empty silverware and plates, with a singular skeleton at the head of it. The bones were covered in some sort of jacket. But from this distance, it was hard to tell exactly what material the jacket was made of. But it was dark. there was a consistent drip, one that would come from the bottles, one that would never stop. It was an odd thought. Why? Why does it drip? How long have those bottles been here, and why is it driving Beth absolutely crazy? Here. Beth looked down. Her son was holding a small broom. One for you, and one for me. Beth looked behind her and saw a regular-sized broom and a dustpan. So, Wendy really wanted them to just sweep. But how the hell are they supposed to clean up this mess? These bottles. Thank you, baby. Beth took the broom and the dustpan. Just make sure that you keep away from the bottles, okay? Don't want you to get cut. Mac takes his small broom and pushes one of the bottles into the corner. Don't worry, Ma. I got this. Something about the way he said that pierced her ears. First, let's just see what we're dealing with. Then you can start moving bottles. Moving past the bottles and table, she could now see the skeleton was wearing an extremely old colonial uniform, one from before nightfall, and one that was way even before the creation of America. Why was it here? Now, moving past the two into the main open area of the cellar, massive wooden barrels lined the walls, each one labeled as different types of alcohol. First in English, then German, French, Spanish, and then languages that seemed almost archaic. There was an office, a kitchen, and a small laundry room. Of course, none of these had light, but there was a jar of lantern oil in the kitchen, and a garbage chute in the laundry room. It was difficult to tell exactly where the chute led, but Beth didn't really care. She was told to clean the cellar, and that's what she was going to do. The two started in the kitchen, sweeping and collecting loose trash and throwing it down the chute. The anxiety of being in danger started to seep out of Beth's mind. However, she started getting a headache that was manageable at first, but it's gotten to the point where she can't ignore the pain anymore. But now, the kitchen was done, and they were off to the laundry room. But as soon as they left the kitchen, Beth noticed a sound. Dripping. It was back. Unmistakable. The exact same sound from the bottles showing the light. She could see the soft glint of glass in the end of the hallway. They can move. She grabbed Mac's arms and started walking the opposite direction deeper into the basement. She also grabbed the oil jar. She had a feeling it would come in handy very soon. Thank you for listening to this episode of Prowess. If you enjoyed what we do, there is a link in the description that would support us. Thank you very much. If you want to follow us, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Find This Podcast. This episode was written and narrated by Philip Jones, and the score was composed by Abigail Hines. Thank you. We'll see you for the next one of Tales of Prowess.